The Hideous Creature Show.
You're not cooking.
Yeah, dude.
Pork chop sandwiches. Oh, shit. Get the fuck out of here. What are you doing? Go. Get the fuck out of here, you stupid idiot. Fuck, we're all dead. Get the fuck out.
My God, did that smell good.
Detect it. There's no going, and you tell me do things. I done running.
G.I. Joe.
Pork chop sandwiches.
Coming to you from the City of Roses, Portland, Oregon, inside Tutuatu, a.k.a. the Brooklyn Zoo, via the internets. The date is Friday, April 1st, 2011, and I'm one of your hosts, and my name is June.
I am Pat.
And I'm Jenny. Psych, April Fool's Day.
April Fool's! And this is a Hideous Creature Show, episode number 89. Thank you, everybody, for coming along and playing fake radio with us on the internets. Jenny is on assignment in Montana at the moment, and we have our good friend Brianna sitting in. Say hi, Brianna.
Hello, all you wonderful people out there in Radio Land.
Patrick and I know Brianna. We used to work together, and Brianna used to, well, I guess still
or sort of.
Kind of a mopedder.
I feel like I will always be a mopedder in my heart of hearts. But I'm tired of getting hit by cars, so I've been on hiatus for a while.
And I think the last time you rode a moped was when your brakes locked up or broke or whatever.
That's
the
right.
Fuck it was.
Yeah, I was on my way to work and my brakes locked, and I flew over my handlebars in front of a bus full of people. It was so mortifying. I wasn't hurt or anything, but I was just so fucking embarrassed. That was the last time I rode a moped.
Well, welcome to the show. It's good to have you here.
Thanks, guys.
Well. I watch this show, and Patrick hates this, and I'm going to apologize to you real quick, Patrick.
Don't apologize to me, though.
I watched this show the other day, and it was called Wipeout. Have you seen it? It's on ABC?
No.
Okay. They get people to run this insane fucking obstacle course, and people eat shit over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, and it just makes me so happy. Every time somebody eats shit, I get this shit-eating grin on my face. I just love it. I think it's the best thing in the fucking world.
I don't know what night of the week is this on.
I don't know.
Because I want to kind of come over and like just lie in bed and watch Wipeout with you and listen to you.
You know
giggle.
I'm in bed, too, because it's my nighttime.
I know you're giggling, too. You're like...
I laugh my ass off. Okay, there's this one spot where they have these... they call it the big balls. And there's these three giant... do you remember when you play kickball in elementary school? Those red balls?
Yeah, the bouncy balls, yeah.
Right, they're enormous. They're probably...
like the size of a Volkswagen Beetle.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And what they have to do is they have to run across the top of them, but it's completely impossible. And just people eat shit.
Oh, yeah.
They eat shit so bad.
Aren't they like immersed in kind of like muddy water, too?
Well, I think what happens is that everybody kind of... falls before then and gets waterlogged, and then they try to run across the balls and their feet are wet, so they slip on the balls and just eat shit. I watched it one time. I think I've watched the show maybe five times, and one lady made it through. She Mario'd it. She's all blah, 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 and there was like coins above her head, and she's like
ding, 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 ding,
and got across, and it was awesome. It was a while ago, but man, motherfucker, this show is brutal. It is so brutal. It's so horrible. It sucks ass, but it's so good. Like, I can't stop watching it.
I've got an idea.
Like, I feel
I
like I had
know.
To punch myself in the balls, you know, in, you know, in order to keep watching. And I can't stop. I'm addicted. I'm just like, fucking hey, this is so good. But I got a little excited when I'm talking about.
Do you watch it and you feel like, man, I could do that? And then you think about like how fun it would be to run that
well,
obstacle
that's,
course.
That's a funny thing that you bring that up. A good segue. Our friend, roommate Bob, is signed up for it.
No.
And he's waiting to get on it. And as soon as he does, this is going to be awesome because we'll have like an interview and we can have it on our internet site and all that shit. And I can't wait for his skinny ass to get on there. He's going to get worked. And roommate Bob is a smoker, so he's going to get, you know, winded as fuck.
Oh yeah, he's going down. He's definitely going down.
I think he's
wiry.
He's wiry and spry, so I think he might be able to kind of move past the air currents on that ball. Isn't there one they also have the swinging shit?
No, basically they're running through guillotines, man. Yeah. It's awesome.
I know,
it's
I've great. Seen it. I just look at it and go, who,
they're being
oh,
chased
wow.
by a moyle.
What do you get when you win the show? A moyle.
I don't know. I don't know what you get. Oh, no, okay. You get, I think, $50,000.
So Thursday at 8 o'clock, I'm going to come over and record
is
you.
Is it Thursdays?
It says it is on their website. So I'm going to come over and record you watching Wipeout. See if we can get like a little segment off that.
Okay. You know what we could do? Let's do that because it's kind of like taking it in the nuts.
Right.
You know, you always laugh at somebody, you know, getting hit by a ball in the nuts or something like that, where you can associate yourself with the pain, but it's not you. And you're looking at like
the
variables of like actually it hitting a nut. And it makes me laugh. It's funny shit. But, oh man. And Bob's going to be on it.
I think they'll put him on. They'll give him the little helmet because you always put him on those helmets and those. They always get like the safety gear.
Right. But I think Bob's kind of, you know, he's a character. Like his physical being is very.
He's almost cartoonish.
Yeah, he is. So I think he'd be a good person to be on there. Yeah, yeah. I think he'd be awesome on it. I think he'd do it too, because he's a skateboarder, so he's got like a good center of balance.
He's a scrapper.
I don't know about
like
a scrapper.
Like he's a scrapper, like scrappy, like. Argh.
Another fun fact: I bet Bob is gonna be drunk.
I think they give booze to that.
No,
to
I everyone. Bet he. No, if anybody, Bob's gonna have like a flask on his person.
That could be like his thing. You know, like people go on there and
drunk
there's like
Bob.
Themes. He could like chug and then run across balls.
I never really understood that show because I think they just pull these people out of like, you know, Uruguay and just throw them on there.
They speak good English for Uruguayans.
Well, Uruguayan has a better education
system. Funny that Bob's Uruguayan.
He is.
Some of the things we're going to get to on the show, we have our topic for episode 89. We have our douchebag of the week. We have last winner's douchebag for episode 88. And we've got a whole new bounty of douchebags for you guys. Also, we're going to play some Movie Madness. Patrick, do you think we could get a little bit of 11?
Liberty Bell, if you put one more bacon on that potato, I'm going to kick your little monkey butt.
Got it. Wait, no.
I feel like I, all right, I'm
in.
I'm in.
I'm thinking that's the same character that he plays on Party Down. I know the actor.
Play it again, would you?
Liberty Bell, if you put one more bacon on that potato, I'm going to kick your little monkey butt.
I think he plays this on every
he's
show he's casted. On. Except for the yellow M&M. He is the yellow M&M in the M&M commercials.
Ooh, hints.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Can we get another one, Patrick?
Yes, I'll give you another one.
So we have custard and cheesecake.
They're yellow.
Right, well, I wanted to pick something that was gender neutral until we get the baby, and then we can just add a more decisive palette.
Why does everybody think that yellow is gender neutral? I don't know any guy with a yellow bedroom.
I'm thinking more custard, just with this light. I don't know, maybe I should paint a larger swatch or just try it on a...
What
well, you can wait a few more months. Not like the baby's going to come storming in here demanding dessert-colored walls.
That's how I came into the world.
I have no idea. I like that guy's docile tone, though.
You know who that guy is.
Is it Bob?
From Twin Peaks?
No, Bob that's going to be doing the...
No, it's not Bob.
The Game of Death.
I have to say that this movie, Madness, was inspired by my friend Travis, who hates this movie. Hates it with a passion. And so this is for you, Travis. Do you want one more?
Hey, for anybody that doesn't know, we play a game on the Hideous Creature Show called the Movie Madness, where Patrick chooses a movie and plays movie clips throughout the show, and Jenny and I try to guess what it is.
But Jenny's not here. We miss Jenny. I miss you, Jenny.
It's April Fool's, Jenny.
I miss you, Jenny, too. I can't wait to see you.
But this is something very interesting that happens to me is like I'll be like sleeping on a Monday or a Tuesday in the morning, and all of a sudden I got it on the second clip, like a text message. So I think that people on the should go on Facebook and say how long it took you. Just say second clip, third clip, fourth clip, how long it took them.
Yeah, there's
and then there could be like a tournament of champions between our listeners on Facebook.
I like that. Brianna, you got last week's too, right?
I get like most of them, but last week was a full on fluke. Hey, fuck you. I don't do that. Oh, but June does.
Okay.
Apparently.
I have a game. I have a question for you. Being a listener to the show and now being here,
I know,
how hard
so
is it to get it when you're on the spot? Just because,
good point.
Because it's weird. Like we've had some other friends on the show, and they haven't got it. But when they listen to the show, they nail it. They get it in like three tries.
Yeah, maybe like when you have time to think about it and conceptualize your ideas and things and whatnot, it might be easier. I don't know. Well, I have a better frame of reference now because I'm here.
All right,
and
Dr. Theopolis.
Look, I'm gonna use some big words. I'm just saying. I'm a.
Hey, why don't we jump into a topic of the week for episode 89? So, topic of the week for episode 89 of The Hideous Creature Show is, if Patrick and I got married, what would our wedding song be?
We're getting married?
Yeah. I figure that we're in a tumultuous time in the world where, you know, it's not yet legal, but I love you. You love me. And Jenny is...
We're sending her away.
Right. She's getting married. She's not going to be on the show anymore. She's off to... Rivendell? She's off to Rivendell to live with Aragorn and all his douchebag bitches. Right. So... Or no, actually, I take that back. I don't think she'd go to Rivendell. She'd go to Hogwarts.
She would. She'd be like... she'd be like teaching at Hogwarts.
Teaching what?
Yeah, teaching what?
Accounting.
Volume control.
Yeah, that could be it. So Patrick and I have come up with a couple songs, and what we're thinking, we came up with Patrick has one, I have one, and then we collaborated to come up with the third one.
So this is at our wedding. Is this why we're getting married, or is this like right before the reception when we walk in?
No, we're being married out of spite. Because fuck Jenny and BT.
That's not fuck Jenny and BT.
No, really. Come on, fuck those guys. They get all the attention. Come on, Patrick. We have a podcast.
This is just about stealing their thunder,
exactly.
Isn't it?
Exactly. And we're getting married this like the day before. It's going to be in the paper. We're putting on a bigger ad in the paper. Theirs is going to be smaller, and ours is going to have... We're going to pose so that ours is going to like look like we're pooping on their ad. Come on.
I didn't know that this was spiteful, but these are the songs that are going to be played at our wedding. These are our songs.
Okay, I get the first one, right?
Yeah, you get the first one.
Okay, this is the first one I chose because I like the idea of dancing and stuff. Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together.
Brighter than a lucky penny. When you're near, perfectly appropriate.
I'll dance to this. Just to know
that you are mine. See, Patrick, what I'm talking about?
I do.
So, and I know we have a theme, and I think we're going to run off your theme more, but mine is more like I'm going to run out there with, like, guns and just shoot them in the air, and everybody's going to run away.
But you and I are going to dance our right. dance.
And anybody that stays gets to go to the reception.
I seriously wish that anybody who's listening could see the way that you guys are looking at each other right now. It's so fucking tender.
You know what?
I just want to get wrapped up in this moment. Just write it into the fucking rainbow end or something.
Write it, baby.
I think this is a happy thing. I think people would. This would scare my family. They'd be like, "What the fuck?"
Your family's
is going
not
on
invited.
Right
my if my family's dead, out of spite, it's
you,
a spiteful.
You year. Want my family there, though. My family would be fun.
I don't want your sister there because she said she's gonna sit on me.
That's true.
Holly's gonna sit on me.
Oh, you would love Holly, man.
I would love
you.
To
would
Holly.
Love Holly. Yeah. You
so would, anyway.
So, but I think my family would be scared. They'd be sitting there going, "What is he doing with his life? Our young Patrick has now fucked up his life because he's marrying this crazy
no,
fucking guy."
No, you don't fuck up your life by marrying June. That's
I
the
don't,
best thing you could possibly
but
do.
But they're gonna think
no.
I am.
Your life.
You could talk to ex-girlfriends of mine. It's a bad decision.
Yeah, it's girl, bad girlfriends being the operative word. Try it with Patrick.
Well, we're not, it's not like June and I are going to have sex. Well, we're going to do it once because we got drunk on Tisdale.
Oh my God.
A great sponsor thing. We got married because we got drunk on Tisdale. Well,
actually, I'm pausing to reflect on your what you just said.
My commentary?
Nope, not going to happen.
Okay.
We're going to live a celibate
we
life.
We're going to be like monks who do each other's dishes.
Ooh, that's
and
how
like,
we do it.
And then occasionally, like, cuddle each other.
Oh. Yeah, we can cuddle. Yeah. I'm into cuddle, whatever.
Right.
I don't give a shit.
And we'll never break up because where would Mingus go?
You're the bitch, too, by the way.
No, you're the bottom.
God damn it. I lose everything. Patrick, what's yours?
All right, this is because when we get married, after the ceremony, we're going to have people drive like 25 miles to the reception place just so they can be like, why the fuck do we have to do this? And we're going to make them wait for like 4 hours before we show up. And everyone's going to be like, have you ever been to a wedding and they're like, they're taking wedding pictures and it takes fucking forever? Have you ever been in that situation?
No.
Okay, it happens. I've been to many weddings. It's just like all the people are hanging out in reception going, they're still taking their wedding photos.
I get there late.
You and I get there late because we're getting drunk.
No. I'm saying whenever I go to a wedding, I get there late.
Oh, okay. Well, you're smart. But when we come in, we're going to be coming in on, it's going to be a very big hall. We're going to be coming in on like the second story and we're going to be coming in on zip lines.
Oh, for your song?
Ooh.
Zip lines.
Okay, here we go. This is Patrick's song. So Patrick, what are you dressed as?
I'm in a tuxedo.
You know I'm dressed as Boba Fett, right?
Oh yeah, but I'm wearing a kilt.
Well, Boba Fett wears a kilt too, a utility kilt, and it's got ninja stars in it.
This is where actually we have guns. And we're shooting...
Like fake guns?
No, they're guns with blanks. They're real guns. This kind of goes with your thing. You're going to shoot them off at the wedding, but the people that make the reception, we're going to be shooting them off. We're going to be and we're going to do it in the slow motion, kind of like the side, like where you have the guns up and to the side, and we're going to be shooting like...
Ooh, gangster style, right?
Gangster style, but we're going to be all doing it in total slow motion, and we're going to hire people to, like, the waiters are going to be dressed as, like, aliens, and they're going to, like, take bullets and, like, slow motion fall down over tables and knock grandma away.
Those squibs on them?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally squibs.
Like, pop, 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 pop.
Yeah, but when they explode, they're going to be, like, fluorescent kind of bluish blood.
Like Predator.
Yeah, exactly.
And we should be married by Predator, by the way.
He's a JP.
I didn't think it'd get any gayer, but you just did with this song.
Seriously, if you're going to go gay, we're going all the way.
Ooh.
Good slogan to chant outside state houses.
The Phelps will be outside of our wedding.
Oh, he's invited.
Old Fred.
Right. Also,
and he blows up at the end, right? He blows up at the end.
He does. After, well, what's going to happen is when we're moving, like after we did the zip line and kill all the aliens, we're going to go up to like kind of a stage or a dais, and you're going to be sitting on, you're as dressed as Boba Fett, you're going to be sitting on a throne that looks like the Emperor's throne in Return of the Jedi.
He's no good to me, Dad.
And I'm going to be sitting in Dumbledore's chair, and then Phelps's head is going to explode.
I like that. So Patrick and I went head to head and tried to figure out what our songs would be at our wedding, and we both went I went my way, he went his way, I came up with mine, he came up with his, and we finally decided on one after some Greco-Roman wrestling.
Yep.
So sexy.
In oil.
Oh, fuck.
But completely clothed, button clothes that were like two sizes too small for us.
Nice.
We shopped at Baby Gap before we fought.
We did.
But and then we came up with, this is the final song that we decided would be our wedding song.
Boys Club. Boys Club.
Can we listen to this for a little bit? I like this.
Boys Club. Boys Club.
Super talking about Boys Club.
Boys Club.
Things are getting weird in here. There's some street dancing, some grinding. It's natural though.
All right, so for this version, both Patrick and I decided that we're just going to be naked.
I'm going to be wearing a cellophane suit.
Ooh, actually, I take that back. We're going to go as Mario and Luigi. And Donkey Kong Marius. It's going to be awesome. And a bunch of ladders, and we'll be on the top, and the people will be thrown out of the place that we're being married by, and barrels being like thwarted at them.
And can Bowser be raping Peach off to the right? Like sodomizing her?
Okay.
Yeah, I think this would I think this would get people out onto that little dancing floor.
Yeah, and I would like to I'd like everybody to dance.
I think everyone should be dancing except you and I. We're holding scepters and ruling. And when we point,
oh, that's right.
And when we point, they're out of the contest and they get killed.
Also, we also decided we're not Jewish, but we're going to have a Jewish wedding.
Yes.
So at the end, once we Mazel Tov and we kill the cub. And we're both, like, sitting on our chairs. I'm going to be on the Emperor's chair from Return of the Jedi. And Patrick, what chair are you
going to have? I'm on Dumbledore's chair.
Sweet.
Boys Club. Boys Club.
So that's going to be our wedding. I like it.
It is. And I think I don't think anyone's going to make it to Jenny and BT's wedding after that.
No way.
Yeah.
Going to be cut off. Jenny, we miss the hell out of you.
We do. We miss you.
We'll see you next week.
Hopefully.
We're going to have a barbecue, I think, next week.
Next week? We're having a barbecue.
By the way, we were going to go into last week's topic of the week, but we decided to divert and go into ours, which was bad pets.
Oh yeah, that'll be moved on.
But anyway, I like our choices. I'm sitting solid on it.
I am,
and
too.
We will not divert. And once the law changes, because I'm very I'm into the law.
Yep, you're paralegal now.
Mm-hmm.
You sign that piece of paper. I'd also like the listeners, if they think there's a marriage song that you and I could get married to, or walk down the aisle, or enter the reception hall, because they always make you fucking wait. If we walk into the reception hall, here's, I'm taking your name. I'm going to be Patrick Button, because you're older.
So I'm the alpha male.
Right, but I'm the.
I'm changing it, though, to cougar tiger.
That's great. I like that.
Snake cougar, snake tiger.
Now I know that all of the bridesmaids will be wearing leopard skin dresses. This is great.
Well, yeah, then there'll be snakes everywhere.
Yeah, you got, exactly.
So I think we're going to jump into a fake break. When we get back, we are going to divulge last week's winner for Douchebag of the Week. We will bring out a whole new gaggle of douchebags for you guys. Until then, enjoy this little audio tidbit.
The Hideous Creature Show.
There, I'm Joe Slattery, and while we wait just a second for Hank, will you join me for a timeout? A real refreshing timeout with Falstaff. Now, like me, you probably heard those words, the choicest product of the brewer's art, practically as long as you can remember. And it takes only one tiny sip of that premium quality Falstaff flavor to tell you how true those words are.
You're sure on the right track there, Joe. You know, friends, I like to explain the extra taste goodness of Falstaff like this. When I strike a note this way, it's pretty, but it doesn't mean anything by itself. Well, as a matter of fact, neither does this. But you put them all together, it makes a pretty tone. Like our Falstaff song, for instance. The same way with brewing. It's even more than hitting on the right ingredients. It's putting them together just right, as Falstaff always does. Yes, sir, that's why Falstaff always plays such smooth and golden mellow music to your taste.
For smooth and golden mellow brew that's fully aged for flavor too, here's a cheerful note for you. Sing out for Falstaff.
Sing out for Falstaff.
Sing out for Falstaff.
We have returned from fake break. So that was a very interesting fake break. I think that was like a technical difficulty fake break of douchebaggery.
It was a maelstrom of just problems.
By the way, I am trying very hard not to get drunk. I am pacing myself so fucking hard.
Oh, you are. You're doing very well.
Because I've noticed that every time I'm editing the show, that when I get drunk, the show just turns into shit.
Does it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, you listen to the show a lot. When I get drunk, it gets kind of goofy.
As a dedicated listener.
You have to talk into the microphone.
As a dedicated listener, I must say that once you get like super shit wasted,
it turns into shit.
It's still funny, though. It's still super funny, but it's a whole different show.
What did Matt Murphy call it? Matt Murphy called it a game changer.
You're a game changer?
No, the half of the show could be a game changer.
Oh, because it could go either way. That's very well put.
Which kind of brings us into the next situation topic ishness.
What is that?
Matt Murphy, we love you, by the way. Thank you for listening to the show. He brought up a very poignant topic, is that whatever happened to the personal that I put on the internet?
Yes.
The one that we did a while ago, show where we, Jenny and I, wrote your personal ad for you? What happened to it?
Such a great show.
What's going on? Did you get any hits? You get any ladies that are interested, or men? You never know. You're marrying me, so.
Millions.
What happened is that there was a lot of type that I would have to do to put it into the internets to get, like, you know, get it in there. And what happened
Retina scan? What would you have to do?
No. What happened is that I would have to type it into my fucking personal.
You'd actually have to sit there and transcribe what we said.
Yeah, I would have to type it. And I don't want to type it.
Would you have to listen to the show and, like, transcribe it? Or, were, like, did Jenny have...
No,
like...
Jenny wrote it down. She wrote the whole thing down.
So, did she present it to you? Like,
no,
as a
she
report?
Did. She
like,
did. She,
so she gave she it to gave you, it to and me. You just didn't want to type it. No,
exactly. And so what
Are
I did
you
is
fucking
I,
shitting me?
No, I'm not shitting you at all.
You didn't do this? Like, this was a bit that we did, and we're like, and you're like, I'm totally putting this on.
I was very into it at the time. Maybe I had a little Tisdale.
Yeah, and you, why didn't you have some Tisdale when you had to type, motherfucker?
Can I talk, Patrick?
Yeah, go ahead. Oh, I'm
okay,
angry.
So what I did, and I'm passing the buck, is I asked Jenny to type it into the internet.
You asked Jenny to type it?
Yeah, I went, there's a lot of shit on here, and she's a faster typer than I was, so I went, hey, can you put this on my personal for me?
Because you knew you weren't going to do it, isn't that true? Where were you on the night of May 18th?
So I'm a lazy, which would have been a better thing, is like, lazy, .. But I gave it to Jenny, I passed the buck, and I was like, can you put this on my personal for me?
Right.
And not only did I not do it, but Jenny didn't do it either.
And you could have asked me, but you know how that goes. It's going to be like, yeah, I'll totally do that. And then I don't see you for a week. And then you go, hey, can you? And I go, yeah, I'll totally do that. Like, hey, can you post things on our website? Sure, totally, no problem, whatever you need.
Yeah, so, Matt, it never made its way to the internet. Listeners, I...
Oh, man, that's
well,
really
that,
hard.
And I kind of got out of the internet dating scene.
I don't think you really immersed in it at the time. Exactly.
You didn't... We still have to work on you getting in to the internet dating scene,
well,
don't we? Those ads were so awesome.
You were.
No, they were good, but I think I don't know what happened to it. I cleaned my room. I think the vacuum sucked all that bullshit up.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. You know what? You're completely right. I dropped the buck. It's my fault.
What if I come over one night on the night we're watching Wipeout
and I
type it on for you and say, how do you want this to be? Like, we'll go like final edit. Like, we'll just go through it and final edit it.
Do you
want to
do like a special show?
Maybe we could do like a supplemental, like maybe a 20-minute show of you and I doing that. I think that would be fun.
I'd be into it. But it was totally me being a lackey.
We'll do it on Thursday night.
Hey, note to internet ladies: I am a fucking slacker, motherfucker.
He's also a stallion. Don't let him dissuade you.
That's not true.
He also knows the perfect fucking band to pick out.
I don't want you to like cold diss yourself on the internet's all hard. June's awesome, internet and world, everyone.
That's
ladies.
Not true.
Yeah, because just don't get him to post anything on the internet. You're fucked.
Wait, I'm sorry. I'm trying to run a fucking podcast too. I don't need to like Xerox my dick and send it off to Facebook.
Now we know what one of your photos is going to be.
talk about not getting hits. So I was thinking that we could jump into last week's douchebags of the week.
Right.
Oh, but wait. Sorry. What? I want to do a Jenny thing right now and be all, Patrick, can we get a movie Madness, please? Because it's kind of been a while, right? Shit.
Oh, my God. I feel like...
Good job.
I miss you, Jenny. We miss you.
Sensual and gentle about it, though.
That was good.
I love you, Jenny.
Here we go.
Wait, hold on.
I miss you, Jenny.
Would you like a free condom? Or Boysenberry?
No, I'm off sex right now.
My boyfriend uses them every time we have intercourse. They make his junk smell like pie.
What?
I know this movie. I swear to God, I fucking know this movie.
Yeah, okay, I think I might know it too.
You think you might know it?
But
you know it.
Yeah, but I'm a tool.
Okay, here's one more.
Welcome to Women Now, where women are trusted friends. Please put your hands where I can see them and surrender any bombs.
Okay, question.
Sure.
Got a question for ya. Is it harder to play Movie Madness when you're on the show?
So much harder. So much harder. I feel like fucking pressure.
Yeah, super pressure.
Super pressure.
Super pressure.
That shit's fucking relaxed as hell when you're in the office and you're like... Hey, y'all, listen to
and
this
you
quote
have Google.
Real quick. Everybody listen. No, I never do that.
Let's hear another one, Patrick, please.
You want another one?
Yes.
All right there, Smokey.
Are you having boy trouble? Because I got to be honest, I don't really much approve
got
of
it.
You dating in your condition. That's it's kind of messed up.
Got it.
I mean, that's pretty skanky.
Got it.
Isn't that what you girls call it? Skanky? Skeevy?
Please stop.
Tore up from the floor up?
Oh, I know. Okay, I have it too. Yeah.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah, no problem.
Great movie. I liked it.
Yeah, everybody loved it.
I didn't think I'd like it. You got to talk in the microphone.
Everybody loved it.
Not everybody.
No? So anyway, for last week's douchebag of the weeks, I'm going to do an update real quick because we're going to bring them all together. We're going to do a mishmash, a meatloaf of douchebags. last week's douchebags were the poop hunter, which I... I'm hunter. Having wet dreams
the
about.
The dude who's jerking off in poop.
Yeah, he's sitting. We didn't actually figure out if he was fucking poop or sitting in poop.
I think, well.
Or what do anyway.
Well, he was lying and
poop
jerking
guy.
Off.
We have Liz Taylor being 15 minutes late to her own fucking funeral.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck off, bitch. And then we have the pastor that humped kids to try to save them from their own homosexuality.
Hmm.
So, we are going to jump into this week's douchebag of the weeks for episode 89 of The Hideous Creature Show.
Say hi to your mom for me.
I'm gonna fly her brains out.
I was going fishing.
It sounds like what you were fishing for was sex with a 12-year-old girl.
Paging Dr. Douchebag.
All right, so I have a good one. This nice fella, his name is Frederick Tampere.
Needed
cash, so he stole the wedding ring and engagement ring off the finger of a deceased patient at a suburban hospital where he worked.
Need it.
And he pawned it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So anyway, this guy, he worked at the hospital, and he was in charge of taking people from point A to point B after they died. For instance, he was a morgue worker. But nice fellow that he is, he decided to grab some wedding rings off of these people's bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And it ends up that he sold the rings at a pawn shop to pay his cable bill.
To pay his cable bill. That's been quantified, or that's been looked into?
Oh, it's been quantified.
Sorry for that.
He later sold the rings at a Langling pawn shop using the share of the money to pay his cable bill. It ended up that the money that he got for the rings was for $3,000 that they later recovered from the pawn shop owner and gave back to the people that, the mourners.
Right.
The
bereaved.
The bereaved. Anyway, fun fact, that's a good job. You could make a lot of money.
Yeah, really.
Might call a douchebag, I call an entrepreneur.
Exactly.
Also, I mean, if you're stealing money from somebody, I just immediately associate it with that they're fucking the bodies.
Well, that's like you can get some criminal impulses.
That's just me. Maybe I'm the bad guy.
If Jim worked in the morgue, he'd be a fucking klepto and a necro. You'd be a kleptonecro, Felix.
Yeah, but they ended up giving
it's like
money.
A They Might Be Giant song. Kleptonectophiliac.
Fun fact.
Where's the accordion?
They ended up getting the money back from the pawn shop and giving it back to the people that he stole the money from. This guy is being held on $5,000 bail.
That's
it? Yeah, they should have added up all the things that he stole from people and given him that bail.
No.
Fuck you, Frederick.
Well, I think it's going to be really wishy-washy when they get the stiff up in the stand to try and prosecute him.
Right, to testify?
What movie is that from that I'm trying
Weekend
to think
of?
Bernie's? Weekend of Bernie's type of things?
Weekend
of Bernie's 4!
Did Bernie testifies?
Yeah.
John Silverman and Andrew McCarthy go to jail. Wow.
But yeah, he was stuck on a felony charge. What's your felony? Who would have thought that stealing from dead people, you get a felony from it?
Right, because if you just steal like a purse, that could be a misdemeanor. I know.
When they're alive?
Yeah, like if you run and grab a purse, like if you're a purse snatcher and you grab it, if it's your first offense, you'll just get off with probation.
What if they're dead?
It's
like
pickings.
In a wheelbarrow? What the fuck?
A dumpster? I was behind Whole Foods looking for bread. Look what I scored.
Do you think it's a felony because it was $3,000? Or do you think it was a felony because he's working for like a hospital at the time?
I think it's a felony because he probably has diddled somebody in his life and has a record.
What's funny is the hospital is called Good Samaritans.
Don't we have one of those?
Oh, we got them. Yeah. But hopefully this guy isn't working for him.
Right.
But that's a pretty douchebaggy move. Mm. Although, I have to agree with you, Patrick, that is very entrepreneurial.
Yeah.
Because...
maybe that's how Donald Trump started.
I mean, look what happened to Tutankhamun.
Mm-hmm.
Those graves were robbed, and people took all his stuff, but, nobody's prosecuting them.
Right. He doesn't have a very good law firm on retainer.
Jesus.
Yeah.
What would you do if, like, somebody stole...
Like my mother's ring, and I found out about it?
Yeah.
Would you seek vengeance?
Would you be sad for the guy that stole it? Or
no.
Would you want vengeance?
I want
X Men vengeance.
Like Snick Snick vengeance?
Wouldn't you be mad?
Yeah, like Wolverine.
It should have been yours?
No. Like, if it was something, I mean, you're either going to get it back. I just want to punch. I want to beat the shit out of this guy. I would.
So,
if it was my mom.
So what you want is like a ball puncher judge.
I want a guy to, like, get his ass kicked. I want to kick his ass. I want to get the ring back, kick his ass, put it back on my mother's finger, and bury her with it.
Hmm. Yeah, why the fuck? Where the fuck were you when they were like laying that shit out? Like, why weren't you up on top of it saying, "I want her jewelry because she's my mother"? Like, who
wanna,
lets that shit slip?
I don't want to look
through
like,
their fingers. Like, oh
no,
it's fine.
Because she died, Brianna.
No, I
she's
understand
dead.
That.
And that, like, who needs?
So
who
when
needs,
they're unstrapping
like,
the IV, I'm like reaching and grabbing rings. Going, no, that's mine. That's mine.
What happens is you're fucking mourning, and you are so sad that your loved one is dead. That hopefully that. Well, nobody steals shit from her.
Okay. Is this like somebody who died suddenly, or was this lady like super fucking
she was
old,
in a hospital, so she probably was there for
no, she yeah. was she was saving the 9/11 right? towers, flying around in her super suit. Who gives a shit? She's
I
dead.
Do. No, I'm saying
so
that
you need a preemptive like fucking bullshit
I'm
idea?
Out.
No. I'm saying I have. Wait, I had a point. I no. totally did.
And he this show is brought to you by Celexa.
Thank you, Brianna. So,
Jenny, we miss you.
Douchebag is fuckface from Asshole Town. Stealing shit off of dead people's bodies is still not cool.
I love that movie, but its parenthetical title's way too long.
Good usage. All right. Who's next?
I got one out of Central Florida. There's a homeowners association that is preparing to vote on banning children from playing outside. These rules and regulations are being considered by the HOA at a subdivision on North Ridgewood Avenue in Edgewater, Florida. There are 48 townhouses surrounded by a parking lot and a little room with little room for children to play. This is how you don't do it, Brianna.
It's a copy shit.
A resident says, I think it's ridiculous. I think the kids should be allowed to play. I think people forgot what it is like to be a kid and want to go outside and play, said another resident, adding in. But the board said that the rule, which will carry a $100 fine for every children violating it, is all about safety. They came in, they rented a home. They rented a home in a community that does not have a playground and is not conducive to children, and they expect children to play in the driveways and parking lot? You wouldn't see them playing in the parking lot at Walmart or Kmart, but they come here and turn their children loose, said a board member. I don't think people live in Walmart and Kmart.
I don't think, yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Well, some people do. Those RV people who are, like, from Indiana.
Yeah, but fuck those kids.
Because they're seeing the
world.
If
they have kids and they're traveling that much, those kids are going to be homeschooled and crazy.
It's all
crazy
about Jesus.
Patrick.
So pretty much we have a thing about somebody living in a condo division who says, if you come in and rent a house, you should have the right not to have to hear kids playing in a parking lot.
Okay. What I'm thinking is that maybe there's like a weird division between my youth and youth today.
Mm-hmm.
Mine was I was always outside. My mom used to have a triangular bell that
like you
she
were
would
in the
ring.
Old West.
Ding 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 ding, yeah. ding, 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 ding. Like
you
on
grew
Bonanza.
Up on a farm?
No, I grew up in Southeast Portland, like a farm for idiots. Yeah, they farmed fucking retards. But so when I was out playing, like I would get the ding 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 ding, and that was my I had to go in and do my shit, or you know, go in and hang out with the family and shit like that.
Right.
But to not have kids going outside, is that like me being old thinking kids should go outside and have fun? Or is it too dangerous right now with all the radiation from Japan and fucking super monsters and zombies?
It's a good question. I think we should have some sort of committee or board to look over the research of this, of children playing outside.
Brianna, what do you think?
What about gangsters? You have to be aware of gangsters, too.
This
don't
is a gated community?
This isn't
oh,
a gated
absolutely.
Community. This is
most
a
of all in a gated community.
But it's like
those
a dude,
are the worst gangsters.
A dude's renting a two-bedroom condo for $800 a month or probably $600 in Florida, and he's sitting there going, you know what? Kids shouldn't be playing outside. Well, there's people that have kids that live in a place that you chose to live in. Shut the fuck up. Like, they're your neighbors.
Right.
You know, I'm sure there's no park, and these people decide to move into a park. Well, maybe that's the only place they can fucking live.
And I
fuck you.
I really,
if you don't like it, fucking get into a higher income bracket and move the fuck out.
And I want to play the asshole on this one and say, shoot the kids.
Well, I agree with that.
But,
I agree with that wholeheartedly.
But the
I
whole thing
children.
Is that, like, in my neighborhood, there's kids that are growing up. And mm-hmm. When I first moved in, there was a family across the house that had little kids. They were probably like maybe
Annoying. They were annoying.
No, I don't think they were annoying at all.
They're kids. They're
like two or three, and now they're in their 12s and stuff, and they're shooting the air-powered rifles, and I think it's the best thing in the world. Right. And we talked about the pile of rocks in the street for a while ago. Anyway, there's a pile of rocks in the middle of the street, and the kids had the pile of rocks. That was their pile of rocks, and there was deliberations on who got to sit on the top pile, and kids got kicked out of the pile. You can't be in the pile till next Thursday.
It's like the UN.
It is, really. Yeah. This is amazing.
And then there's a right across the street, this girl that is playing violin, and when she was young, she sucked horribly. And now that she's older, she sucks way less. And it's nice to hear sucky violin.
Do you hear her playing violin over young children fighting over a ball of rocks?
No, I do. You're completely right.
That's amazing.
But the thing is like that is the human condition. Hearing kids play around and getting older, and soon they're going to be breaking into my car.
Right. Exactly.
Whatever. It's called life.
Well, that brings up an interesting thing that I just read on this story, because I was the problem that one resident of this community, this condo community, brought up was that one of the residents walked outside and he spotted a girl playing on top of power meters unsupervised, which they're power meters. They're just little bubbles of plexiglass that is not going to break. You shoot a bullet in those fucking things.
Well, you should have somebody watching you while you're playing on that.
So this resident ran quickly to the mother and said, "Ma'am, please get your child off before she gets hurt." And the mother replied, "I don't have to. My child can do what she wants."
Whoa.
Yeah, freedom. America.
So guess what? That's why I think you should start putting razor blades on those power meters. You know what?
I agree.
I don't think it's the child's fault.
Or make them super hot so when they get close, they get burned.
That's true.
Yeah. Or shoot
And then look at the little girl and say, "Crystal, I'm sorry your mother Tammy's a whore."
I thought of a great thing. Is that when your children get close to bad stuff, it makes your taxes higher. They have a necklace on that whenever they do something stupid, it just makes the parents' taxes go higher.
That's pretty good. I like that one.
You know those parents would be out there and just be fucking cleaning up.
They would be. And as a parent, I know what it's like to have a bunch of kids playing. Like, I used to live on a dead-end street, and 5 houses were on the road, but 3 of the houses had kids, mine being one of them, and they would all play. The difference is when I said, "Guys, go outside and play," I would sit on the porch and read a book and watch them, and all the other parents would be inside the house watching fucking TV or whatever.
Jerry Springer.
So I ended up having to kind of just mediate all this little shit. And sometimes I would see kids do really horrible shit. I'm like, I would get up and I'd be like, "Hey, don't do that." And I'd hear the parent's voice come out of the house, "Come inside." I'm like, "No, your kid needs be here and say, that is not acceptable to do."
Right.
Because it's not. You don't hit people.
You're Captain America for kids.
But I didn't have a shield.
For kids.
I don't want to be either of those people.
So the douchebag for this one is the parents.
I was going to think the board.
Okay, wait. I totally got misconstrued.
Yeah, because I threw that.
No, the board. You're right. It is a board. Hey, that's a stupid thing.
It's $100 fine. If you had a kid and you're living in a condo, say you're there and your kid's outside playing, $100 on you right now. That's bullshit.
Yeah, kids should go out and play.
What about the dude who's listening to fucking metal? I don't have a problem with him either. Playing metal 8 o'clock at night. I'd be like, man, you play in a band, obviously. Yeah, we should get together and jam sometime.
So the douchebag of the week, definitely the board the HOA. For that one.
Right.
Sweet.
I got a douchebag I want to talk to you guys about. Here it goes. Woman charged after leaving her child, at a stranger's apartment.
Life lessons.
Right? Hey, take a seat. I want you guys to learn a little bit of things about parenting.
I got something to say about this.
Okay. A Palmetto woman, Palmetto, Florida, by the way.
Really?
Wow, too Florida.
Weird.
A Palmetto woman faces charges of child neglect after leaving her child with a stranger for 2 days. Oh, my goodness. Okay. 30-year-old Melissa Willis was arrested Monday by the Palmetto Police Department. And according to the police report, this bitch knocked on the door of a stranger's house.
That's interesting coffee right there.
This bitch lived on the 400 block of 11th Street. And this other bitch, Melissa Willis, the woman who's all fucked up and wrong. So she knocked on this lady's door at like 9 o'clock on Saturday morning. And she's like, fucking, can you watch my kids? Because my AC is broken. I need to get that shit fixed now. So she left her kids there and like took off to get her AC fixed. But then she didn't return for several hours. And the people who were watching this bitch's kids contacted the Safe Child Coalition, who then sent the police to get custody of the child. But then this bitch came back on Monday. Well, she dropped her kids off on like Friday or something. Okay,
that's
she,
right.
She shows up on Monday. She's like, I'm here for my kids.
I went to Vegas.
There's a Star Wars convention.
I had to go.
Had shit to do. Some serious shit. Sorry about that.
Yeah, she was super busy. And she.
Can you take care of my landwalker? I got to dress up like Leia.
I got to walk my tauntaun.
That's right.
Not necessarily untrue. She did tell the police officers that she, I don't know, turned herself into or whatever. She's like, I'm fucking high on drugs.
What?
Really?
Really?
Shocker.
She
Shocker.
Said, I'm fucking high on drugs. But then, I don't know, like, the article ends. I don't know if they gave her kids back or...
I'm sure they
it
did.
It just probably ends with not. Her saying that
it's Florida. They probably
drugs.
Did.
So, she left. So, she went to a random place, dropped her kids off, and just split.
Because her AC was broken.
Well, no, that's just what she was saying. You know, it could have been like, we're out of tricks. And I don't have no milk. I got some other shit I got to deal with. Can you take care of this? Roger, Lance, Fred, what's your name?
I got to do some shit and stop by Albert's.
Leaving him with another dude seems like the most fucked up thing in the world.
Are you saying dudes are worse than women?
Yeah, dudes are worse than women.
We don't know if she left her kids with a dude or a chick.
There was a
no,
dude.
No, it's a dude.
Door.
I read the article. It's a man. She left them with another man. But, okay, here's a funny story.
June's going to go back.
Is it once when I was in my teenage years, there was this house down the street, and it was kind of the sketchy house. And all of a sudden, we got a knock on the door, and I'm lounging in the front room, looking at TV, and the woman goes, hey, can you take care of my kids? And we always called the Mike Myers house, because we knew that there was like a crazy dude that lived in a room that we never, ever saw in the neighborhood.
It's like Boo Radley?
Yeah, it was a Boo Radley. But no, I think Mike Myers was more prominent, because he
wasn't Robert Duvall.
Yeah, I had to take care of Robert Duvall's kids. No, so I went over there, and she goes, I will give you $20 to take care of my kids. And $20 back when I was young in 84.
You could have bought Voltron for that.
No, I basically that's where I got the money to buy my house.
He already owned Voltron.
So I went over there, and I watched her kids, and she goes, this is Becky, and this is Travis. Becky, you got to watch out for Becky. She's crazy. And whatever, Roger, he doesn't talk. How old's Roger? 9. And I went, Roger doesn't talk, but he's 9? And so I went over there, and I sat in their house and watched TV. And the whole time, they go, well, you know what? You better be nice to us. And I go, Well, of course I'm going to be nice to you, because fucking Mike Myers, his name wasn't Mike Myers, but I'm assuming that they had Mike Myers up in shackles somewhere in the house.
Chucky.
Because Mike Myers will kill you if you are not nice to us. And I'm going, well, where's your fucking mom? I got to get out of here.
She was fixing the AC.
And so I took care of their kids. I took care of her kids for a while, but I knew, and the rumor was in the neighborhood, this guy that killed cats.
It was really probably Marcus.
Yeah, right.
It was totally Marcus.
No, it wasn't Marcus. The whole time I was fucking, my dick shrunk into my body, and I was so scared, and I had a knife on me, and I'm like waiting for Crazy to come out of his house or his bedroom and like go nutso on me. And it's okay, so what's her name? The little girl is talking her ass off, and the other little kid that doesn't talk, Travis. But he's like Travis doesn't talk. Why doesn't Travis talk?
James Earl Jones didn't
because
talk
fuckface like cut his tongue out is what I was thinking, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm stuck in cuckoo town. No, this is horrible. I was so scared. That's what I'm talking about. My wiener was like shrunk up in my body the whole time.
So she came over and was just like, you're a neighborhood kid. You could be the babysitter.
No.
Did she pay?
I don't remember.
Oh.
I don't care. I got the fuck out of that place. I was so scared. I was so scared.
You only did it once.
But it was the only once because bitch was like knocking on doors up and down the street and I was the only sucker to like bait.
She smelled you a mile.
I was so scared. But I can see the thing, but like leaving your kids with somebody that you don't know.
OMG.
That's horrible. That's like it's a bad thing. That's a douchebag.
But
for sure.
You know, it's one thing to like leave your kids with somebody that you don't know because it's like a crazy emergency. Like, oh my God, my mother's in the hospital. There's no way I can take these kids.
My
we
AC.
Live next to each other. Forever.
Do you understand? We
but
don't have
bitch,
AC.
She's tripping about her fucking AC.
And then she does a lot of drugs.
Yeah, and she lives in Anchorage.
Probably. Who knows? I don't know where this came from.
That was Florida.
It's Florida.
Let me check the wire.
It's Florida.
Florida, yeah. Oh. It was probably in the condo department, and she couldn't have the kids outside.
Wait.
Fine.
Brianna, will you check? It's Florida. I'll bet you.
Everyone, please.
Okay.
It's Florida.
I have, Florida, yes.
Thanks for that.
Florida. AC.
Confirmation. That was the
word
I was looking for.
So, what do we have for recap of douchebags of the week?
So, our douchebags of the week, again, we have last week's as well that you guys can vote on. We have our poop humper. We have our Liz Taylor being 15 minutes late to her own funeral. We have the pastor that humps or touches children to take the sin out of their body.
Oh, that's hot.
And this week's are lady leaving kid at a stranger's house. We have the dude that was stealing rings off of dead people's bodies. And then we have the people that decided that maybe it's not a good idea for children to play outside.
Papa, can you hear me? Papa, can you see me?
Here, twisted motherfucker.
Papa, can you find me in the night? Papa, are you near me? Papa, can you hear me? Papa, can you help me not be frightened? Looking at the skies, I seem to see a million eyes. Which ones are yours?
So you can go to our website, which is hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com, and vote for who you think is the douchebag of the week for episode 89. Can we hear more of that?
Try to understand me, Papa, don't you know?
Where do you find this shit?
You're
great.
You hear me praying?
There's this thing called the internet.
Really? How do you spell it?
I-N-T-R.
I remember everything you taught me, every book I've ever read. Can all the words in all the books help me to face what lies ahead? The trees are so much...
We miss you, Jenny.
We miss you, Jenny. So, Patrick, I was thinking that we should conclude the movie Badness for episode 89.
You kind of have an idea of what it is?
I thought I did, but all of a sudden Babs was yapping in my ear and I don't remember.
Just 3, 4, 8. Nope. Here we go.
What is your job title exactly? I'm an ultrasound technician, ma'am.
Well, I'm a nail technician, and I think we both ought to stick to what we know.
Excuse me?
Oh, you think you're so special because you get to play picture pages up there? My 5-year-old daughter could do that, and let me tell you, she's not the brightest bulb in the tanning bed. Mm. So why don't you go back to night school in Manteno and learn a real trade?
I think I have it.
I got it.
Bren, use a dick. Love it.
Got it. Did we play that one already? Can we do another one for anybody that doesn't know what it is? Any loser?
Did you see her coming when she sat us down here?
Yeah, but I was hoping she was expelled or into hard drugs.
That was my first instinct, too. Or a DWI.
I got it.
Anything but this. And I'm going to punch that Bleeker kid in the wiener next time I see him.
Come on. You know it wasn't his idea.
Did you know? Did you not know what it was before?
No, I didn't. I totally didn't. Brianna, it's harder on the show, right? It's harder to hear it and get it.
Can we say it?
Nope. No, no, not yet.
Not yet.
No, no, no. We can't.
I feel like it was exactly.
This is a good one, and you know what? I think I like the main actress. I think she's hot. Does that make me a pervert because I'm old?
She's a lesbian.
No, she's...
I don't give a shit. Like, I'm ever going to have be able to touch his boobies?
Because he doesn't have his thing on fucking...
I'm sure this...
He doesn't have his personal filled out because he doesn't want to tight.
I don't care.
There's hope for you, you know? You could find it.
For the lesbian contingency? Are you saying that, like... like, if lightning hits the...
lightning hits his head? All right.
Let's hear another one.
Here's the last one.
I didn't even know you were sexually active.
Yeah.
Who is the kid?
The baby? I don't really know much about it other than... I mean, it has fingernails, allegedly.
Nails, really?
Yeah.
No, I don't... I mean, who is the father, Juno?
It's Polly Bleeker.
Polly Bleeker?
What?
I didn't think he had it in him.
I know, right?
Oh, J.K. Simmons is wonderful all the fucking time.
I love this movie. Did you like it?
I liked it. I had some problems with it.
Yeah. Brianna, you like it?
This is an awesome movie. I love it.
I had some problems with it.
Like,
man.
What did you not like about it?
Can we talk about this off air?
No.
Actually, you know what, Patrick? I'm kind of mad at you from last week and the week before. So I need you to give
me
some information.
Why are you mad at me from last week and the week before?
Because not only did you, like, dupe the fuck out of me by crashing Tiger.
Yeah, that was
Crashing
bullshit,
Tiger
though.
Hitting Dragon. Is that what it's called?
And in the bedroom,
Bruce Lee,
was that
right?
The week before?
That's a Bruce Lee movie.
No.
Okay. Jet Li?
No.
The pudgy guy from China?
Yeah.
Him. What's his name?
Chow Yun Fat?
No.
Say yes.
But, yes. Yeah. No, I know. Whatever.
But you're angry at me, but why are
no,
you angry
No, I'm not angry at you right
one?
Now. Actually, I'm very happy with you. Because this movie makes me kind of happy.
Okay, that's good. I liked the movie until the last 20 minutes, and I thought it was bullshit.
All right.
Actually, the
you got
last
one more in you?
5 minutes.
For anybody that doesn't know, maybe that's listening.
Okay, here's one more.
I should be royally ticked off at you. You know, I should be really cheesed off. I shouldn't want to talk to you anymore.
Because I got bored and had sex with you and I didn't want to, like, marry you?
Like I'd marry you. You'd be the meanest wife ever, okay? And I know that you weren't bored that day because there was a lot of stuff on TV and then the Blair Witch Project was coming on Stars. And you were like, I haven't seen this since it came out, and so we should watch it. And then, but oh, no, we should just make out instead. La, la, la.
Sorry, that's cute.
Goodfellas? Casino.
Yeah.
Do you want to divulge?
The movie that has been in the movie. Oh my God, you guys. I just came
to the
podcast.
You talk a lot. Just tell us.
Oh, Jesus, can you shut the fuck up, please?
I just wanted to say that it's Juno. It's Juno, everybody.
Juno.
It's Juno.
Okay.
God, we got to mute her microphone. Who's working the board?
I don't know. By the way, this is why we don't have guests anymore.
Exactly. Except for, like, Johnny.
Well, because Johnny doesn't talk. He
Johnny
just sits there
talk.
With his stupid beard.
And Bob doesn't talk until you go, hey, Bob. And he goes, eh,
no,
what?
Bob talks.
But
Johnny, by the way, your beard's not stupid. It's kind of awesome.
Thank you, Johnny, for giving us your computer again.
Hey, we're coming to the end of another Hideous Creature Show. You can find us or contact us via our website, which is hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com. If you're having trouble spelling hideous,
which
lot of people do, just write it into Google and it'll pop up and it'll go to our main page or our Facebook page and you can find a link that way.
Or like a RedTube page.
I like the RedTube. Not too bad. If you want to email us, you can do so at hideouscreatureshow@gmail.com. If, again, you have a weird spelling issue, which I do.
Yes, you do.
You can find it on our webpage. You can just click a link and send us an email that way. You can Facebook us.
That's
really
good. Same
bullshit.
I just want to say thank you to all the people because in the last like 3 weeks, there have been so many people commenting on Facebook and it's really awesome.
Yeah, I like that too.
It's really great. So thank you guys and keep it up.
I really like it because I get to comment. Right. And also, a bunch of the links on there are fucking hilarious.
They are. They're great. It's just like, holy shit, I would have never found this. They're great.
Yeah.
And you can just be like,
did you see the unicorn thing?
Yes.
That was disturbing.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
It was
by the way, thank you for making me not get a boner for the next 3 years, unicorn fucker. You can give us a call anytime, day or night, drunk or sober, happy or sad, at our hotline at 503-928-7751. And you guys, please call us. We have it there. Call us when you're fucking drunk. Take the time right now to etch it down on whatever you can and put it into your phones. If you're drunk, call us, because anytime we get it, it's awesome to hear. And we get a couple, but I would like to have it come back. It seems like since the winter times happened, we haven't got a lot of calls.
No one goes outside to smoke anymore.
Which is 503.
Thank you.
928-7751. And just leave a message. No one's going to answer. It's just our hotline.
You know what? I think I might have actually memorized that number before, and I've only called it like twice in my life. But no one remembers numbers anymore, but I think I know that one.
Memorize it. Ooh, drop it down.
It's there.
You can listen to the show via our website, Podbean, Podcast Alley, Zune, or iTunes. If anybody has the iTunes and they would take a little time out to give us a 5-star rating and give us a, what is it, a synopsis?
A summary. Give us 4.5 stars.
No, 5 stars. We want 5 stars.
But if you give 4.5,
dude,
you know
I've been living in a 4.5-star life for my life. I need a 5-star.
you haven't even hit 3 stars, man. I haven't even feel better. I haven't even hit 2.
But that's gonna help us go up in the ratings and give us a lot more exposure because our little picture on iTunes is not copacetic for the iTunes community. So we're not...
what we need to do is take a picture of you making a funny face, because that seems to work on iTunes.
Mm. Hey, the best way for you to... What are you doing?
Yeah, what the fuck are you doing, man?
The best way to help the show is to just tell a friend. Everything's free. Everything is free for the show. If you can just tell a friend, share the love of enemy, maybe.
Oh, that would be good. Give maybe it to an enemy. Good. Maybe and then maybe good. They'll like it and you like it, and then you find out that you weren't that much different.
We have a special thanks for today. Johnny Fucker, again, you're a gem for letting us use your computer.
Thank you, Johnny.
Thank you. And a special thanks to Brianna for sitting on the show.
Thank you. Don't make me look stupid on the internet, okay?
You can do that yourself.
The intro to the show is the G.I. Joe PSA, which... anybody can go just Google G.I. Joe PSA, and there's like hundreds of them.
They're great.
And they're like 10 years old.
Yeah, they're old.
They're still setting up good. The outro to the show this week is going to be one Van Halen.
Because this is a boys club. Are you ready?
Should we just do boys club?
No. You're my groom.
I'm going to do...
You're my groom. I'm your bride, so...
Give me some lovin'. We're not going to consummate this relationship.
No, never. In fact, we're actually going to watch each other not consummate relationships. We're going to be like, you going out tonight on a date? Nope.
Checking emails?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, we're going to do another podcast in about 7 days. Until then, everyone, have a wonderful, wonderful week.
She ain't waiting till she gets older. Her feet are making tracks in the winter snows. She got a rainbow that touches her shoulder. She be headed where the thunder rolls. Oh, she got
tall as the trees. She's been there before, she'll never give in. She'll be gone tomorrow like the silent breeze. Ow, 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 she got rhythm.
Creature Show. They're wizards. I know it.